we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is World War Z. And yes, Dancers of Death. Very interesting that news update that Health and Human Services psychopath Sebelius is now reversing the ban on homosexuals giving blood. Now, of course, it's pretty stupid for them to have a ban on homosexuals giving blood when, in fact, they allow people with cancer to give blood once they're, quote-unquote, 5 years out from, you know, their alleged cure, which, of course, there's always cancer cells in the body. And so, you know, anybody can donate blood and donate cancer cells. But, in fact, it's amazing how different groups are fighting for the right to, you know, do things like give blood. Of course, you don't know what's in the needle. And that's why I always advise people, if I was you, because of course I don't give medical advice, but if I was you, I would not give your DNA to anyone, no one, especially the government, because you don't know what they're going to do with it. So they have all of these outreaches to get bone marrow donors and people to donate plasma and blood and things of that nature, and you believe you're doing a good deed, when in fact, you could be very much harmed. So I strongly suggest people think twice about doing these things because, of course, blood transfusions are very dangerous, you know, to the recipient as well. If you have somebody else's blood put into you, unless it's an identical twin, no matter whether it's type and crossed and it comes out okay, there are going to be certain proteins, antigens, they're called, in the blood that are not going to be compatible with you. You're going to develop antibodies against them, and those antibodies are going to start destroying your blood. And that's why once you get on that transfusion bandwagon, it usually ends up you need more and more transfusions because you're breaking down your own blood with the antibodies created from the transfusions. Everything the white coats do is very dangerous. Okay. I also wanted to bring up a couple other things. And as I said, if any of you have anything to share and you want to call in, please do so, especially on this zombie situation, because frankly, I just can't even keep up with it. There's so much information. One amazing thing, I'm sure many of you saw the photographs of the man cannibalized in Miami that had much of his face eaten off. They actually showed him on the news standing up, you know, looks like his face is healing, although, of course, the eye that was eaten, you know, that's gone. But I was pretty shocked that this man is coming back. Now, of course, they're not mentioning if they did a rabies test on this man or what they found in him, because whatever the cannibal had in him certainly should have been transmitted to the man whose face was eaten. But we're not going to get any reports of that, I'm sure. At least nothing that's true. Okay. There was a very excellent article on the naturalnews.com site written by Mike Adams, the health ranger, entitled "Zombie Apocalypse Becomes Reality in Miami as Police Shoot Naked Mindless Man Literally Eating the Face Off Another Man," published May 27th of this year. And he talks about that case that we all know about. However, he talks about a lot of other situations involving zombies. And this is what he states on page one. Are we now witnessing the rise of zombies? Humans who subject themselves to fluoride, aspartame, psychiatric drugs, vaccines, and street drugs end up lobotomizing their higher brains. Vaccines, for starters, cause extreme neurological damage, and some vaccines are actually made of aggressive viruses designed to eat targeted regions of the brain, resulting in a biological lobotomy. And he doesn't talk about how this eating happens, but it's through autoimmune attacks. What's left is a primal section of the brain, sometimes called the reptilian brain, or the zombie brain, to use a pop culture term. The zombie brain has no morals and no logic. It only knows hunger, sex, violence, and fear. It is entirely focused on selfish needs and has no ability to consider the welfare of others. And this is, in fact, the brain of a psychopath. That's pretty much describes that that's the only part of their brain that works. They have no conscience, and that's all they're about. Hunger, sex, and violence. America is becoming a zombie nation, award-winning investigative journalist Jim Mars recently told him in a phone interview. Now, of course, we have a lot of questions about Jim Mars and who is he actually working for. But interesting, he actually reported that he wanted to name his most recent book Zombie Nation, but the publisher overruled him and instead had it named The $1 Trillion Conspiracy. Kind of strange how, you know, those two titles have nothing to do with each other. But also very strange is how, you know, Jim Mars had written a book before the Miami situation woke us up all to this, you know, thing that's happening. And he wanted to name it Zombie Nation, basically just contributing to the zombie. I mean, we're hearing so much about zombies. People are sending me all kinds of movies about zombies. There's even one entitled Zombie Apocalypse. There's such amazing information that these things have been put out there for years, just getting us ready for what's going on. And in fact, you know, the movie Quarantine, as I've said before, if you haven't seen that movie, you got to see that movie. Because as I mentioned before, I think I brought this up. I have so many papers in front of me. Oh, I don't think I did get to this. Somebody sent me a very interesting link on PulseScan, PulseScan.blogspot.com, entitled The Vulcan Report, Zombie Virus Cover-Up, Dozens of CDC and National Guard Trucks en route. This was published on June 9th. And there's actually a video showing dozens of CDC trucks comprised of what looks like mobile hazmat cleansing trucks, long-haul rigs, and small tanker trucks seen by the Skycam in a convoy. They appeared to be synchronized with the arrival of National Guard vehicles at the crossover of I-5 and Soledad Freeway. Note the compact tanker with special nozzle equipment and acid-proof container, as well as San Diego-bound transport of light armor urban tanks along I-5 and empty reinforced flatbeds heading north. The Centers for Disease Control has sent investigators to California to look into a cluster of infections in victims on Route 450. Now, whether the CDC, who's, you know, writing to America on June 4th that there is no zombie apocalypse, while at the same time sending out dozens of CDC trucks, and, you know, they show a close-up in this video of how you can actually see, you know, CDC imprinted on the trucks. So what's up with that? If there is nothing going on, why is the CDC going into California to investigate a cluster of infections and victims on Route 450? I propose that they're probably going there to create more victims, that they're probably going to be spraying directly onto the people this tweaked rabies virus while pretending that they're performing some kind of a you know, way to get rid of a potential infection source. Although, you know, the CDC is not talking rabies, other than my classmate Ali Khan mentioning that in his social media document a year ago. You know, all we're hearing on the mainstream media is, you know, this bath salt stuff. Some media sources have proposed that there is a problem with, you know, LSD or, you know, cocaine psychosis. You know, there's been all kinds of drug-related excuses being made for why these people are becoming cannibals. And so the CDC couldn't do anything about that. You know, it would be the DEA, although most likely, just like with all the drugs that are basically unleashed onto the public, all the really dangerous drugs, you know, like heroin and meth and things like that, the people behind these things, either creating it themselves or allowing their workers to, you know, make and sell the stuff. The agencies that are supposed to protect us are actually involved with it. So I suspect that the DEA is probably involved with either creation of this bath salt crap, or they've allowed it to come into this country. Supposedly it's made in China. They have to, you know, once again, it's all about plausible deniability. You have to have an excuse for why these things are happening. Oh, let's blame bath salts. Well, then the question comes in, why are you allowing it to come in? You know, you people down there in the district are criminals. You're supposed to make laws to protect us. Why aren't you doing it? How come we're being allowed to be exposed to this stuff in the first place? You know, all these questions. But in this very interesting video showing the seat truck, one has to ask themselves, apparently they know there's an infection. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where we're talking about World War Z. Yes, I love that part of that song, Dancers of Death. Those are the psychopaths that control our world. I want to get back to this very good article by Mike Adams, published on naturalnews.com on May 27th, 2012. The only thing I don't agree with him is basically promoting Jim Mars, who's obviously a minion. But anyways, he's got a lot of very good information in this article. At the bottom of page 2, he talks about the zombification of America. And, you know, it's very interesting, the things that he comes up with. So I just want to mention those. He says that, I suppose at some deep gut level, most people realize our civilized world is crumbling. Well, you know, I have a problem with that word civilized. You know, who says that the world we live in is civilized? I would say that back in the day when people, you know, basically grew their own food and didn't have agencies and police states and all these different things, you know, that was, you know, more civilized than the world in which we live. But I'm sure everybody listening already knows that. And as he's talking about the zombification of America, he brings up the increasing number of reports of people who walk right into moving cars and trucks while texting on their mobile devices, often resulting in death. And yes, it's quite obvious. I mean, there's so many people that have every device you can imagine. They got iPads and, you know, Androids. I have a cell phone, but I don't have any of this other fancy, you know, highfalutin stuff. And I only use my cell phone, you know, for emergencies, or if I have to transfer my phone number to my cell when I'm out and about and I'm expecting an important call. But there's people that are so enmeshed in their electronics that they're not even aware of the world around them. And as I've mentioned, this most disturbing book that I actually obtained recently, and the author, Eric Topol, T-O-P-O-L, was actually featured on Book Notes on C-SPAN. His book is The Creative Destruction of Medicine. Oh, that was a Freudian slip. Medicide, interesting. How the Digital Revolution Will Create Better Healthcare. And what this mad scientist is promoting is to have people have all kinds of nano detectors and things injected into them where their, you know, basic stats will be sent to their cell phone. You can monitor your blood pressure, heart rate. You know, you can just sit there and all day long watch your blood pressure. Oh, no, my blood pressure is going up. My heart rate's going up. And you can basically get yourself into a frenzy just by watching your you know, life stats, your vital signs. This is the kind of crap that he's promoting to get people more involved. But, of course, the best thing you can do, in my opinion, for your health is to eat good food, drink clean water, breathe good air. Of course, all of these things are to the best of your ability, obviously. Don't let the white coats anywhere near you. And basically, just live. You know, go out and play frisbee with your dog. That's one of the sources of my greatest joy. I'm not sitting there checking my pulse after every frisbee throw to see, oh no, did my pulse go up too high or whatever. That's actually a way to get yourself into trouble. As a matter of fact, something that happens in medical school to a lot of students, and it happened to me, is you can be reading about some disease, and you may have a lot of symptoms of that disease, and next thing you know, you're getting into a panic attack because you think, oh no, I must have this, you know? So the key is to know through your innate intelligence that your body has the ability to heal itself as long as you don't allow the mad scientists and their concoctions to come into your body to start causing a problem and then live your life. Now, in fact, it's kind of hard not to get a little down sometimes. You know, this word depression always cracks me up. Who wouldn't be depressed if they knew what was going on in the world? That's kind of just, you know, the price you pay for living here in hell. But no, I don't think it's a good idea to be hooked up to electronics. And as Mike Adams says, you know, we have all these reports of people who are actually walking into moving cars and trucks while hooked up to their electronics devices. And I'm sure they're getting all kinds of frequencies as well. But they get so sidebarred from, you know, reality around them. They have no peripheral vision. They're just doing their task. You know, got to send that text. And next thing you know, they're walking into a moving car and they're dead. He also brings up increases in bizarre reports of people sleep driving as they suddenly awake to find themselves driving around town in their own cars in the middle of the night. And in fact, they're actually calling these people Z-drug impaired drivers. And it doesn't say that Z stands for zombie, but I'm sure it probably does. But in fact, there are many psychiatric drugs, psychotropic drugs, which have a known side effect of causing people to do things in their sleep, to drive cars, to go outside and do all kinds of strange things. And obviously their sleep-wakefulness cycle in a certain part of their brain, I'm not going to get into a lot of fancy anatomy to impress you, but there's a part of your brain that's in charge of the sleep-wakefulness cycle. Obviously, the sleep cycle is supposed to disconnect your body from acting out in a physical way. Obviously, these drugs are separating the two, and that's why people are driving around in their cars while fully asleep. I mean, just imagine that. What kinds of trouble can those people get into? Okay, he also brings up the complete lack of intelligent questioning about events where the official government explanation makes absolutely no sense. You know, bringing up 9/11, which is, you know, the king of situations under that category. The killing of bin Laden, you know, who we know was dead, you know, for years before supposedly he was killed by the Navy SEALs. And, you know, they've come up with so many other stories to back up that fake story. His ex or his wives, his widows, basically confessing about different places they lived and all kinds of crap. The doctor who supposedly was going there to inoculate the children so he could get DNA. You see, that should have sent off some fire bells in the minds of people who were somewhat awake. Wait a minute, you mean a doctor could use a hoax of giving a vaccine to somebody and actually extract their DNA? Yeah, you should be thinking about these things. But as Mike Adams so rightfully says, people that, you know, have no clue, who are just refusing to admit that there's some research that needs to be done here and are just, you know, waving their flags and, you know, contributing to wounded warriors and all this other crap, it's just sickening. The acceleration of flu shot propaganda, which now includes pushing flu shots onto pregnant women, which, of course, cause chemical and microbial lobotomization of brain tissue, causing you to be unable to think rationally. The rise of a whole new generation of mumbling, neurologically damaged vaccine-damaged children who are now routinely seen out in public. Aspartame, which pickles the brain in formaldehyde, continues to be consumed in ridiculously high quantities through diet sodas. Have you noticed that people drink a lot of diet soda are also the most brain-numbed people around? And that brings to mind this hilarious situation in New York City where Mayor Bloomberg has, you know, made it illegal to drink a soda more than 16 ounces. It always cracks me up. You know, they'll focus in on one little thing. Yeah, drinking soda's bad. They're not talking about all the reasons it's bad, just about the sugar. Well, the aspartame is actually much more dangerous than the sugar. But nobody's talking about that. So, you know, this gives us another sidebar, another distraction. Oh, let's debate whether or not, you know, government interference in us being able to purchase sodas bigger than 16 ounces is infringing on our rights. While we're being sprayed like pests from chemtrails, while we're having more and more legislation coming in to try to force us to be vaccinated, having live rabies virus drop from the sky, and you're worried about the size of a soda? It's unbelievable, but that's how it is here in hell. Yes, keep us distracted with garbage so that we're not addressing the really important issues that are affecting us here in hell. Okay, he also mentions the increase in sales of products made from human babies. Recently in Korea, a company was busted selling powdered human baby in capsules as a longevity pill. And more recently, a UK man was busted in Thailand with 6 roasted human fetuses in his luggage wrapped in gold foil. These were being sold as some sort of dark magic power source. Customers apparently eat the fetuses under the belief that doing so will give them power. I mean, how can you even hear that without just getting physically ill? Just imagine people who would do such a thing. Not only eat these fetuses, but the person that's you know, arranging the whole business enterprise. I mean, it's insane. Okay. Then we have, and this is pretty funny what he writes here, the number one proof, Mike Adams says, that the zombie apocalypse has already begun is none other than the employee roster of the TSA. Have you ever tried to have a logical conversation with a TSA employee? These people have no functioning higher brain and are hired primarily because they are a primal brain. They are operatives who enjoy sexually molesting little children. Heck, just recently a Catholic priest who was thrown out of the church for allegation of sexual abuse of children was found to have been granted a job at the TSA. Isn't that amazing? You know, sometimes you have to have a sense of humor to survive here and now, but, you know, you can't even laugh at that. That is so sick. It's mind-boggling. So if you go to that story that he wrote on May 27, 2012, naturalnews.com, you also will have a link to his vaccine zombie music video. And I must say, he has come up with some excellent videos, especially about vaccines. And I strongly suggest that you check them out and, you know, send them to all your friends. Sometimes you need, you know, something like that to wake people up. I remember a year or two ago, somebody sent me a link to an excellent YouTube video showing somebody allegedly making a vaccine, you know, and basically they're like sneezing onto a rag and sticking that in the blender and throwing a few eggs in there and, you know, a bunch of other stuff. And, you know, you get the message. It's pretty amazing. But that's, in fact, what vaccines are. As a matter of fact, if you took a syringe and stuck it in your toilet and sucked up some of the toilet water, I guess you'd be really protected because there's all kinds of, you know, bad stuff in the toilet. Okay. The last thing that Mike Adams mentions, he says, what would an actual zombie apocalypse look like? Imagine masses of drooling creatures slinking through the streets in raggedy business suits, oblivious to reality and only seeking to feed on the innocent masses. Oh, wait, that's every day on Wall Street. But seriously, with each passing day, the U.S. population edges ever closer to true zombification, which, as I mentioned on a prior show on this topic, that if you look up the word zombie in a dictionary, it's not just the undead. It's also basically, you know, in this corrupted language that we have where there's many definitions for the same word, they also use a definition of somebody becoming robot-like, an automaton. So, you know, it's not just the undead, but that's how they're faking us out, this plausible deniability thing with zombies and especially with the CDC. With each passing day, the U.S. population edges ever closer to true zombification, and now we've actually begun to see it taking place on the streets of Miami. But when one man loses face to another, that's just called politics. But when one man eats the face of another and won't stop even when he's shot by police, that's Zombieland. Folks, lock and load. And, of course, he's also got information in here about the zombie ammo. As I discussed, I think it was on last week's show, KevinSmithShow.com on 6612. I totally suggest that you check that out for a lot of very important information about how the gun and ammo manufacturers have all got zombie products now. And there's even Cold Steel, a knife made for the military that also has a zombie line. So they've been getting ready for this for some time, folks. And, you know, it's only going to get worse. And I don't want people to get scared. As I said, there's never been any virus that's been found to not be killed by colloidal silver. So do your family and your pets a favor. Get yourself a colloidal silver generator. Start drinking it every day. That's what I do. All my pets drink it. And that will protect you. Say that you're out in the backyard playing frisbee with your dog, and it turns out that there's been a flyover and some rabies bait packages have been dropped. Of course, I always go out and search my backyard every day and make sure no little strange things have ended up back there that I don't know about. But say that there was, as long as you've got silver ions floating through your bloodstream, you will be protected. And I really encourage people to spread that information around. Okay, there's all kinds of cannibalistic stuff going on, as we know, and as I've discussed on the show many times. So it's not just the actual cannibalization that we're now seeing on mainstream media, as well as in the movies. So you see, they always merge the two. Confusion, basically desensitization. Oh, I've been watching zombie movies for years. Yeah. I mean, how many of them are there out there? Probably 15. And so that desensitizes you. And so then when you actually have somebody eating the face off somebody else in your local community, your brain starts to get a little bit, you know, addled. It doesn't really realize. I mean, is this real? Is this a movie? What's happening? But in fact, as I've said, cannibalism has been going on for some time. In fact, vaccines have been made out of aborted fetuses for many years. And there's a website, childrenofgodforlife.org, and they have a list of vaccines that are made out of aborted fetuses, although I don't know how up-to-date it is because they're coming out with more all the time. But in fact, if you grow viruses on pieces of a dead baby, there is no way to separate the fetal tissue from the viruses. And so, in fact, you're being injected with the fetuses as well. That is cannibalism. So it's no different, really, than those, you know, roasted babies wrapped in gold foil. If you eat them, actually injecting them into your bloodstream is going to be even more of a spiritual assault. So this has been going on for some time. And then we have this company, Cenemix, which I reported before, that sells aborted fetal flavorings to different food companies, especially Kraft and Pepsi. And Cadbury, I think those were the main three that were mentioned. And actually, one of my clients had written to Kraft Foods to protest the fact that they're using products from Cenemix, i.e. aborted fetus flavorings. I mean, who comes up with this stuff? You know, you can actually imagine, like, there's got to be a psychopathic screening test that any employees would take for a company like Cenemix, and that they would find, oh, yes, okay, you're a psychopath, okay, you're perfect for our company, come on in. But it was really interesting, the reply that my client received from Cenemix when or I'm sorry, from Kraft Foods, when he wrote to them to ask them, why are you using these Cinemix products? And their response was, thank you for contacting us. And, of course, their Kraft Foods logo says, make today delicious. Anyways, hi, Billy. Thank you for taking the time to contact Kraft Foods. We understand and appreciate your concerns regarding Kraft and its affiliation with Cinemix. Our highest priority is the safety and quality of our products and the safety of our consumers. All of the flavors we use are approved and deemed safe for food use by regulatory agencies, including the FDA. Our collaboration with Cinemix came to an end on December 27th. However, our research, development, and quality team continues innovating, using insights and technology to light our customers. Thank you again for taking the time to share your thoughts. Now, you know, this is basically just a standard reply. Obviously, they must have been getting lots of letters from people that were complaining about having flavoring made from aborted fetuses in their, you know, mac and cheese or whatever. And so they're telling us that they have, what's the word they use? They have stopped collaborating with Cinemix as of December 27th. Well, where's the proof of that? Of course, there is none. They've never had Cinemix aborted fetal flavorings listed as a ingredient on their foods, as far as I know. But, you know, telling us that all the flavors that they use are approved and deemed safe for food by regulatory agencies like the FDA. Oh, gee, well, that just puts my mind at total rest. I mean, one thing you can research is food flavorings. All the food flavorings, food colorings, excuse me, the food colors, they all cause cancer. I have books just on food coloring. You know, and how did these things ever get allowed into the food supply to begin with? So telling us that our regulatory agencies have been approving and deeming them safe means absolutely nothing. So this is what's going on. And so many of these companies are run by the Illuminati. You know, you can tell if you actually evaluate their logos. It's pretty amazing. And you really have to check things out. I can't remember if I mentioned it on a prior show, but I get so many amazing videos and links sent to me. There's actually a number of videos on YouTube now where people take cereal, you know, cereal from companies like, you know, like Kraft, you know, companies that don't use organic ingredients and things of that nature. And you can take a rare earth magnet and basically put it next to a piece of cereal that's floating around in a bowl of water and watch that piece of cereal, you know, move around the plate. So what does that tell you? That the cereal has to be loaded with metals. Now, of course, they're not listing, you know, metals on the ingredient packet for the cereal. So, you know, how much can we even believe the ingredient list that's on the packet? Because who checks it? You know, it's just the same as the drugs. The drug companies tell the FDA what the results were of their tests, where they were testing for safety and efficacy of their drugs. The FDA just believes them. Same thing for the different food manufacturers. They can stick anything in a box and tell you anything, and the FDA just believes them. And that's how it works, folks. That's why we have to do something about it. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back with the last segment of What's Ailing America, where my answer today has been World War Z. And, in fact, as I've been discussing, we have the automatons that are causing a lot of damage. We have the damaged automatons that are walking into traffic and doing all kinds of strange things. But basically, all of this is because of the psychopaths that control the world. And I hope that you're all thinking about this problem that we have, that our world is controlled by psychopaths. In fact, I am sure that all the Ivy League universities have admission tests that they conduct where they can actually find the psychopaths, because those are the people they want in their universities to be trained how to do psychopathic things to bring about this new world order of hell. As a matter of fact, I was not surprised at all when Obama, our traitor in chief, and his demonic wife went to the World Trade Center for a dedication ceremony this past week, where they actually signed a beam that's going to go in the top of the building. I don't think they actually said what they wrote. You know, one can only imagine it's probably some occultic type thing. But on the little banner that they had, you know, on the bottom of the table at which they were writing whatever they're writing on the beam, it actually said One World Trade Center. So you see, they get these little things into us all the time. One world, yes, the new world order, One World Trade Center. And of course, it's taken all these years to finally get this project completed, because obviously there were directed energy weapons, as Judy Wood has written about, which took the trade centers down, and it caused all kinds of molecular changes to occur in the very earth itself. And they probably had to get together and say, okay, we have to find some reason to explain this or to repair it, because we can't let this project go on for too many decades. People might start asking hard questions, especially if they've read Judy Wood's book. But what amazes me the most is when I learn about doctors. Doctors who supposedly took a Hippocratic oath that they will first do no harm. And somehow they become monsters. And I've mentioned before, Conspiracy Cafe, you can go on that site and sign up for updates, which George Frund sends out on a regular basis, excellent articles about what's going on. And I received from him on October 24th of 2011, it just moved to the top of one of the many piles in my office, an article about Brazil doctors found guilty of removing organs. Now, this is happening more and more. You know, people, and we had this push by Facebook, you know, this Zuckerman wanting people to become organ donors. Well, what do you think's up with that? Why is he getting people to put on their Facebook pages that they're organ donors? That's the stupidest thing you can do. Because once you are labeling yourself as an organ donor, well, if you get into any hospital for any reason and they find out you're an organ donor, and especially if you have a rare blood type, they're going to find a way to kill you or pronounce you brain dead so that they can take your organs. And in fact, this is what was happening in Brazil. One of the amazing things about this story, where Brazil doctors were found guilty of removing organs from living people, that a neurosurgeon had falsely declared as brain dead, was that it took the case 25 years for a verdict to be handed down. 25 years. I mean, think about that. You know what they say, justice delayed is justice denied. 25 years for the case to go through the courts. And they finally found them guilty. And this is what happened. A jury convicted three Brazilian doctors of killing four patients by removing their organs. In other words, that was the cause of death, which prosecutors said were used for transplants at an expensive private clinic. Now, not to mention the fact that almost assuredly, whatever diseases the people had for which they needed organ transplants were caused by vaccines in the first place. So, you know, the insanity of this just keeps growing and growing, and it has so many levels. Sao Paulo State Judge Marco Montemor sentenced three doctors, I'm not even going to try to read their names, to 17 years and 6 months each in prison. 17 years, wow, for killing four patients. Isn't that interesting? Two of them were charged with murder after removing both kidneys from the patients and preparing the organs for transport. The neurosurgeon was charged as an accomplice for incorrectly declaring the patients brain dead and authorizing the harvest of their organs. One of the doctors fainted when the sentence was read, and family members of the victims who packed the court cried and hugged each other. And as I said, it took 25 years for a verdict to be handed down. The first case emerged on December 16, 1986, when the head of the University of Taubates Medical School realized an affiliated hospital had conducted a kidney transplant that he hadn't expected, said the state prosecutor. This doctor looked up the records and exams connected to the transplant and found irregularities. He then investigated the team of doctors and turned over the evidence to the Federal Council of Medicine, the agency that regulates and licenses medical doctors. Police took up the matter after the agency's investigation as the case made its way through Brazil's court system. They simply did not have the diagnosis of brain death. They opened people up, took out their kidneys, and sent them on. The defense attorney representing the doctors had told the jury that convicting them would be a serious mistake and an injustice. If you convict them, you will be the first jury in the country to convict doctors for killing people who were already dead, he said in court. Isn't it amazing how defense attorneys, I mean, When you're classifying psychopaths, people that would actually represent other psychopaths and come up with statements like that, I mean, there are no words for what these legal land sharks will do for cash. And, you know, just on a sidebar note, we're seeing that now with the Jerry Sandusky trial. You know, Jerry Sandusky, who has been sexually abusing children affiliated with Penn State for years. And every day, you know, I try to catch as much of the trial updates. There's no cameras in the courtroom. But every day they have updates on HLN News. And whenever they show this guy, he's smiling. He's always smiling. And I suspect he may be smiling because perhaps he knows that there's not going to be a guilty verdict. Half the jury is made up of people affiliated with Penn State. And, of course, we have dear FBI guy Free. I forget his first name. But he's the one that's conducting the investigation into the whole situation and perhaps where else the tentacles go. Because, obviously, Sandusky was using his Second Mile organization to get children for other pedophiles at the higher levels of Penn State and who knows other places. I mean, I mentioned on the show before that Rick Santorum arranged for Sandusky to get a Congressional Medal of Honor. I wonder if that has something to do with why Rick Santorum decided to get out of the presidential race because, you know, the Sandusky thing was growing and he realized that somebody might find out that little factoid, which, as far as I know, the one who found that factoid was Dave McGowan, who's done a lot of shows about pedophiles, and he's been a guest on my show and will be again. But, you know, anyways, as I sidebar from one psychopathic situation to another, it's just disgusting what is going on, folks. So all I can say, if I was you, I would not count on any agency to protect me. I would try to do everything I can to protect myself and my family and to do your own research and check out what is going on in the world because it's getting really ugly. And I don't know how much worse it can get before even the zombified masses that are walking into moving cars while they're texting and such will start to say, wait a minute, something bad is going on here. I don't know how long that will take. But I'm doing everything I can to speed up the process. And I know there are many other radio hosts that are doing the same thing. And all we can do is try to give you the courage to develop a backbone and to do something, whatever your conscience leads you to do, to tell others, whoever is capable of waking up, that they must act. We're running out of time. And imagine the world we have if the psychopath does. Okay, Joe?
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
There comes a time when it feels absolutely...